Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Lake Mills head girls basketball coach Beth Van Rokel. And Coach, talk a little bit about why you decided to come back to the Lake Mills girls basketball program. I know we talked to you this summer a little bit, and you can find the full story online right now at KIOW.com of Coach's hiring from our interview this summer. But Coach, explain to us a little bit of why you decided to come back and coach the girls basketball team at Lake Mills again.
Yeah, so it was something I wanted to do, obviously, 12 years ago. I really love basketball. I grew up playing basketball in Lake Mills, and I just love the sport of basketball. It's my favorite. And so having that opportunity from coaching eighth grade at the time to have a chance to do high school, I really wanted that chance. And then realizing, you know, I want to have a family and being pregnant, and it was very difficult, and being gone a lot, I just could put a lot of time into outside of practice, and I wasn't home a lot. So it was really hot, really tough. So obviously after 3 years and being pregnant two times and that 3 year stint, I was like, yeah, I need to step down and just go back to eighth grade with less time, more time with my family, and I can focus on them, and left the high school girls someone that could give them the focus they needed.
Coach, you guys started the season with Newman Catholic, first night out. What a wild game that was. Tell us a little bit about it.
So it was actually it was a really good night, obviously. The scoring being a 80-82 loss in overtime, a high-scoring game. Our whole goal, this has just been a blast coming back. The timing has been amazing with my older kids and my high schooler and a younger one that comes in fourth grade, comes to practice a lot, helps out. It's just been an amazing experience. It's totally different than the first time around, with more inclusion of my family. So it's just been a blast, and it's been a joy, and it's so exciting. So the first game coming out, we're ready to go. Didn't know a lot. Obviously, it's really hard at the beginning, not really knowing, you know, first few games, really what's going on, the personnel exactly. You know, there's no game footage or anything going on. So, you know, kind of knew who they had returning. Actually really surprised by the people that stepped up, and they hit some people said some really, really good games against us. But we went up and down the floor a lot, you know, new shot clocks experience. But I don't think we had one shot clock violation the whole entire game. So that was pretty cool that it didn't really play a factor. But it makes the game faster, which is fun. I love running the ball up and down the floor, trying to get transition fast breaks. You know, I have a point guard that will push the ball and look to pass. So that's ideal, and I love that. So yeah, the jitters were there. I made some, you know, silly mistakes, travels, things, you know, just because it's, you know, back to the first game of the season, getting comfortable, some new people, getting some experience that haven't played varsity before. But, you know, we had people step up. Our leader, Taylor Vonick, point guard, junior, stepped up. She's been playing a ton of ball and ended up with 33 points, shot pretty well, you know, really well from the field. But she also had, I think it was 8 assists and 7 steals. So really did a good job just leading everybody, getting them the ball. Really created really well in defense, some opportunities to get up the floor and get some easy buckets. So that was great. And other kids, you know, I had a couple other kids that shot really well from the field. And just we're really focused on getting the ball inside, too, and making better shot selections and trying to run an offense to get us the best percentage of shot we can. They had 3 kids that night that scored 25, 25, and 23, hitting high percentage of shots and three-pointers and stuff that we just weren't expecting. So it was pretty hot shooting night, I think, for everybody that night overall. So definitely, barn burner the first night, back and forth, and a lot of points. And it was a fun game, a great crowd atmosphere. Our crowd did amazing and really supported us and cheering us on. So it was a fun, unfortunate we were on the wrong end of the, you know, the win-loss category there, but definitely a good experience, and I think it did get them excited to see what we can do this year and give a little confidence.
Another exciting one last night, Coach, as your guys' team takes on Belmont Clemmy, and you guys in Belmont Clemmy have had some really good games over the last couple of years. That's exactly what happens. Your team races out early to a lead, but Belmont Clemmy comes back in the second quarter, takes the lead, and goes on to win the game last night. Coach, tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, it definitely was a back-and-forth game. I think we were ahead at the first quarter. At halftime, we were down by 3. I had to sit 4 girls in the second quarter because they each had 2 fouls, one of them being Josie Helgeson, who was doing an amazing job on their best player, Lamb, Addison Lamb. She was doing, you know, she's their best player, and she was doing a great job of defense on her. And I think I only held her to 4 in the first quarter. Second quarter, I think Lamb had 15 when Josie was sitting out, which was really good for her, bad for us. And so they kind of caught up there, and we're ahead at halftime. But then third quarter, we tried a different defense, and some other girls started hitting some shots on us. So went back to what we were playing with Josie guarding her again. And then it was good, but then we just couldn't get that, you know, 8 to 10 point gap caught back up. So it was back and forth a lot through the third and fourth. We just had a really poor night shooting. Newman was really good, you know, really, you know, very happy with those shooting percentages we had that night. Tonight, we shot like 24% from the field. So it was really rough, just buckets that we normally make and, you know, that were just not going in. And they were actually playing really good defense, too. Not going to take that away from them, but just shots, though. We did miss a lot of shots. We should have actually, you know, put in post player going 1 for 8, you know, it's pretty rough when a lot of them are inside and had some good moves. It just, you know, sometimes just things don't fall. And so hopefully we don't experience that low percentage again. I mean, we had kids rebounding really well. I mean, still some really good things. I mean, my point guard had 8 rebounds and six steals, but she only ended up with 12. You know, unfortunate night shooting. She had a lot of opportunities and just nothing would fall for her. They played good defense on her, but she still had a lot of good looks. And some really hard looks, but they just weren't, nothing would drop. We gotta hopefully learn to battle through. Addison Lamb did have 29 on us, and so you know if we hit a few more and if we can keep out of foul trouble at the beginning, it could have been a different ball game too. And I'm just looking forward to playing them again in a month or whatever, and playing them at home, and hopefully our players can get back to their averages or get back to what I know they can do, and see what the ball game provides then. And we'll look forward to taking him on again and see what can happen. But it's really nice to meet their new coach. He's a really nice guy, and it's fun to talk to him. And so it's nice to have that friend, you know, camaraderie and get along with them good and chat with them after the game, too, and have that be a nice relationship that way, too.
Yeah, Coach Varner there of Belmont Clemmie, a couple of new coaches on the block with you guys last night. And they're able to come out with that victory, though. Coach, I'm sure you've seen things in the first two games that you guys can take in to the next couple of weeks. You've seen some good things, I'm sure.
Oh, very good things. I mean, you know, we are really doing a good job at trying to get through the offense, not just taking up the first shot that's available. It's usually been a three in the past, just throwing up the first three and trying to be more patient, run through an offense, try to get inside, looking for an easier, you know, higher percentage shot. Really working on our defense and trying to be better that way and help each other out and be in the right spot so that they can't cut. And, I mean, we are just improving. You know, we do have a very tough conference. The record probably won't do us. I don't want the girls to look at the record and go off of, oh, we've lost 2 games, we're 0-2. Yeah, we are 0-2. However, we are, you know, kind of changing some things. We're learning new things. Hopefully, we are building confidence, building new skills in the post, trying to do things that they're not used to. So we're changing some things up. And so we do have very competitive teams that are very good. And so we're going to hopefully keep being competitive and going at it and hopefully put more things together. More things will click. And at some point start getting some wins. And hopefully second half of the season, we, you know, even stronger than the first half. So just keep growing and getting better each game, you know, doing better things. Like, yeah, even though our shooting percentage went down, you can't always control that. But, you know, when you have better rebounds today and, better assists and better steals, you know, here and there. Like, you can, our free throw percentage was really good today. So some things, you know, think of the positives. We're looking at the floor. Like I said, Josie played really good defense on Lamb, so that was awesome. Like, really, really good defense. So I was really proud of her. So just look at the things that we're doing and then tweak them and build on them. Obviously, coming up, we have a really big week with a lot of games. So taking one game at a time and trying to improve and seeing what we can do to get going on a better role. But I'm still very proud of the girls. We are seeing a difference. The fans, our crowd is saying, you know, they're really impressed with how we're doing and what, you know, how fun they are to watch. And so it's exciting to see some of those results being shown in that way, and people are understanding that we're learning new things and it might have some stumbles along the way, but I think in the end we'll fine-tune things and get things cleared up and hopefully get some wins in that column.
Coach, as you mentioned, a big week for your team next week, and not just a big week, but a big week against a lot of really good teams. You're going to take on Bishop Garrigan, followed by West Hancock and St. Ansgar all next week, Coach. So how do you guys prepare and try to beat some really good teams?
Yeah, it's, like I said, we do not have an easy schedule, and we're going back-to-back-to-back games, you know, with only one day in between. It's rough. Like, it's hard to plan. Like, you know, being a first year coach and you're trying to teach and learn everything new, you know, 2 weeks is hard. And then you start, you know, you're still not there yet. You're still trying to learn things. You're still trying to get things fine tuned. And then all of a sudden you have games coming in. You're trying to tweak it for each game and fine tune it off their personnel. And you have one practice in between. You know, it is a rough transition. And next week will be rough. We're going to do the best we can. We're going to plan the best we can beforehand. You know, Bishop is going to be very, very difficult. They're very talented. We are just going to go out and have fun and push them as hard as we can and do what we can. Hopefully shoot better than tonight and maybe, you know, give a little run for their money at some point. We are just going to try hard and we're going to try to have some fun. And, you know, hopefully next year we can say, hey, we played against her, you know, and we watch her on TV and play at Iowa State and say we gave a run for their money until the fourth, or maybe, you know, maybe till the end, or maybe we could tweak it and a win out, you know, be awesome, put everything together correctly and everything fall for us correctly. So you never know, but we're not going to just give in and give up. So, and then of course, Thursday, West Hancock, we were planning for that for multiple days, you know, earlier this week, and then the weather changed that. So that was kind of a bummer for us, but so now we got them Thursday. Look forward to having a chance to see them and see what we can do in them and see how they're doing. And then I really don't know a lot about Canadians at all, so definitely have to prep them again for Saturday's game. So just a lot of fast turnaround time to get ready for different games. But it's nice they're home now. We have a stretch of home. We've got a couple away, so it'll be nice to get home and get our fans on board and, just enjoy that atmosphere that we can build at home now.
All righty, Coach, thanks so much for talking with us. We'll all be cheering you guys on Tuesday night. That'd be a lot of fun to find that upset victory. Thanks so much for talking with us, Coach.
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That was Lake Mills head girls basketball coach Beth Van Roekel.